From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's Supreme Court rejects an appeal by the president. President Dilma Rousseff wanted the court to stop the Senate impeachment process against her, but the court rejected her request, clearing the way for a Senate debate and vote by Thursday. In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest reacted.
There's no denying that this is a challenging time for the nation of Brazil and for the government officials that are trying to lead that country.
Newspaper polls have indicated that 50 senators are expected to vote in favor of a trial, many more than the majority needed. However, it's not clear if those senators will also vote to convict her. Officials say bombings across the Iraqi capital killed at least 75 people Wednesday. The deadliest attack occurred during the morning rush hour when a car bomb ripped through a market in the Sadr City area, killing at least 64 people and wounding 40. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Later in the day, a bombing at a police station in Karamia killed at least 15 people, and a suicide car bombing in Jamia killed 7. Public health experts are calling for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro to be postponed, moved, or both as a precautionary measure to thwart the spread of the Zika virus. In an article published this week in the Harvard Public Health Review, University of Ottawa professor Amir Attaran said Rio is more affected by Zika than anyone expected, rendering earlier assumptions of safety obsolete. A new report by the International Monetary Fund says bribery and corruption cost the world's economy as much as $2 trillion every year, or 2% of their gross domestic product. This is VOA News. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to struggle to win support for his candidacy from key figures in his own party. Trump heads to Washington Thursday for meetings with key Republican congressional leaders, including the party's top current elected official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan.
No, I think actually what we're trying to do is be as constructive as possible to have a real unification. Look, I said this the other day. To pretend we're unified as a party after coming through a very bruising primary, which just ended like a week ago, to pretend we're unified without actually unifying, then we go into the fall at half strength.
Ryan said earlier he is not ready to endorse Trump as the party's standard bearer. Someone deliberately set the 2013 fire at a Texas fertilizer plant that set off an explosion that killed 15 people. Robert Elder is the ATF special agent who spoke to reporters Wednesday about the investigation.
All reasonable, accidental, and natural fire scenarios were hypothesized, considered, tested, and eliminate it as being fire causes.
Elder did not name any suspects in the explosion at the West Fertilizer Company in the small town of West Texas back in 2013. FBI Director James Comey says the number of Americans trying to travel overseas to join Islamic State militants has dropped since last year. He said agents have tracked an average of just one person per month trying to travel or actually traveling to join the extremist group. That's down from as many as 10 in 2014. Comey gave no explanation for the decline. Police raids on suspected terrorist hideouts in southern Tunisia left 4 officers and at least 2 suspects dead. Police stormed a terrorist cell north of Tunis Wednesday, where militants had gathered to plan attacks. 2 militants were killed, 16 arrested. Security forces gave little details about the raid, but said they captured a number of rifles, grenades, and other weapons. Britain's Queen Elizabeth has been caught on camera describing Chinese officials as very rude. The comment was made in a conversation with a senior British police officer about the recent visit of China's president. Buckingham Palace refused to comment on what they described as a private conversation. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine reached several agreements on Wednesday to improve security in the war-torn Donbas region of Ukraine. They were unable, though, to agree on elections for the eastern part of Ukraine, which is controlled by Russian-backed separatists. A report says the number of people throughout the world who were uprooted from their homes due to conflicts and natural disasters stood at a record 40.8 million last year. That's the highest figure ever recorded. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.